At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, that means it's all about the Bulldogs this segment. But top of the hour, too, Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse on this Friday morning, 28th day of November, Black Friday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all. Oh, we did it again. No, we're good. Never mind.
Yeah.
To all you Georgia fans in Decatur.
Indicator. Where's Greater?
I don't think I did one last hour. I just realized. No, I see I got an extra name here.
You sure?
Yeah. We jumped right in it and we were looking for Chad and doing other stuff. And we did do one. Oh, we got our guy.
We got Chad.
We'll throw Sugar Hill in there too. I was going to do that last hour.
We do that.
Are you ready to do the honors and
absolutely,
get us started, man?
Absolutely, man. Usually we talk to this guy at nighttime around here. We do.
You do.
And Chris Parker. But we're going to talk to him with the sun out bright. Because we're getting ready to head to the bins for Georgia and Georgia Tech, and we'll see what it looks like inside that place. Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation going to join us this morning. Jeff, good morning, and a belated happy Thanksgiving
to you. Yes. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, fellas. I guess it's Black Friday today when all the wives are telling us, we got to get this, we got to get that, blah, 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 blah. And I get to go watch a football game, which is great.
There you go.
Well, that's how it works out in your house. Congratulations. I'm getting told something else, but that's okay. Hey, if you're talking to somebody else who does not know about this season, how do you explain the significance of today's game?
Wow. Well, first of all, you got to think about perspective, and everybody likes it when we frame it up for the audience in that 10,000-foot sales view. This is the first time both teams have been ranked since 2014, so that doesn't happen a lot. And then you have to go back maybe 25 years to find, you know, at least until a couple of weeks ago, a Tech team that it looked like had something for Georgia and that maybe could have made this game one of those instant classics people want to see. But when you kind of zoom in a little bit, guys, you see a Georgia football team that's getting a lot better. And you see a Tech football team that's kind of wilting. Like the performances over the last four or five games, I mean, the average quarterback is completing 70% of their passes against Tech. When Tech plays a good team, because that's when you have to really look at it, a good Power 4 team, guys, they've only played five of those, and they're 3-3-2. But, you know, we did the math all this week on DogNation.com. They're giving up an average of 175 yards on the ground per game, over 5.5 per carry. And none of those teams, Clemson, Wake Forest, Pitt, NC State, Duke, none of those teams can run the ball the way Georgia does. So that's kind of the big matchup is whatever Tech's going to do, whatever they're going to squeeze out of Haynes King, he usually gets over 100 yards rushing and they play a big-time team because they rush him about 20 times. I think all that will be moot as long as Georgia just runs the ball the way it has all season.
I actually wanted to ask this question. I know, Sam, you want to jump in here.
No, go ahead.
Who can Georgia afford more than anybody else not to lose?
You mean personnel-wise?
Yes.
That question,
yes. Who is the last person Georgia needs to have to turn an ankle today?
Wow. I think – well, here's a couple of things, actually. I'm a big line of scrimmage guy. One thing you've noticed with Georgia is when, you know, Gunner's been great. I think Gunner's been playing like at an all-SEC level. He's got 27 total touchdowns. Everybody would naturally say the quarterback. But for me, I noticed once Ernest Green III came back from an injury, because he missed like 4 weeks this year at the beginning of the year with a back injury. Once he came back, that really solidified Georgia up front, and it made Gunner a lot more comfortable, and the Georgia offensive machine kind of got rolling a lot. So I think the offensive line, both him and Monroe Freeling, have really stabilized things. But I got a sneaky good bonus answer for you guys.
Okay.
Last year, C.J. Allen, Shmyle Munden, and Jalen Walker combined for 30 tackles against Tech. The way they like to make things move up front, the way they like to hit the quarterback run, they like to use their quarterback. None of those guys are here for Georgia now. C.J. Allen is still injured for this game, so they've got guys like Justin Williams, Raylan Wilson, and Chris Cole that have to fill the job. So I'm looking at Georgia's linebackers specifically in this game today, because Georgia's linebackers, really, their job is to kind of keep Haynes King in check. If we're playing chess, they got to keep the king in check. Today at the Benz.
That was nice. That was good. You get extra credit for that one.
You watch for that one, folks. Spend it time on the waitfor.com hotline. As we get set to head for the Benz for the 2025 edition of Clean Old Fashioned Hate, it is Jeff Sintel, and he is social. You can find him at Jeff Sintel, at Jeff Sintel. When I think about Georgia's offense, yeah, it's the running game. You talk about running, and you talk about how much Haynes King runs. Well, you know, Georgia has a quarterback that can run as well, but the tight end room. Talk about the tight end room and maybe the contributions we get to see from those guys today.
Good point, Sam. I think maybe Tech can find a way to get some of Georgia's guys covered out on the perimeter and out downfield, but I don't think anybody, you know, our good friend Davin Bellamy, the former Georgia Bulldog, calls Georgia's tight ends avatars because they move so well, they're so big, and they bring a lot of skill. I mean, you just start looking at what Tech did, like, you know, this is a Boston College team, guys. They're 1-10, right?
Yeah.
They threw for 362 yards and ran for 175 on Tech. That's 6.7, I believe, yards per carry. I didn't go to Georgia Tech, but I'm trying to flow out some math right there. And then the quarterback was really efficient. He was 26 out of 40. So you sit there and you go, Boston College does this, right? Well, what's Gunnar Stockton and Georgia going to do to this team? I mean, heck, NC State, now that's probably the best football team they've faced all year. NC State goes 34 on the ground for 243. And you're like, you know, they can figure out a way. Maybe they can double. Maybe they can bracket. Maybe they can roll coverage. But that means they got to put a linebacker or they got to put a safety on a guy like Oscar Delp, on a guy like Lawson Lucky, or the absolute freak in training right now, Elias Williams, the 6'7", 5-star tight end. He was the number one tight end in the country. Everybody has a lot of praise about Elias Williams, but when you're 6'7 and 250 and you were an all-state basketball player for three straight years in Georgia's largest classification, oh yeah, and you're also a tight end, man, that's a great skill set for Georgia to get to utilize today.
Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation joining Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't know how to really articulate this question to ask you, but there has got to be something, some sort of secret sauce that Kirby is doing at halftime this season. When these guys come out for the second half this year, it seems like that is the conversation. And whatever it is, whether they're winning or most a lot of times losing or right there with the other team, what is he doing to get these guys? Is he passing around the secret sauce like in Space Jam during halftime in the locker room? It's crazy how these guys come out for their second halves this year.
Well, first of all, Kirby's known for those sound bite, mic drop moments, even if his son Andrew has said, the speeches aren't leaking out this year because they're not as good, Dad. But guys, here's what I think it is. And doesn't that feel like every dad with a teenage son about that? You get that sort of drama, you get that feedback from your son about that. But here's what I think is happening. Like, this is the day of parity in college football. This is the day of NIL, right, where I feel like everybody's first team is going to have a really good players, might even have some 3- or 4-year players, especially those players that maybe been in at Ohio State or Georgia or in Alabama. And, like, couldn't play real quickly, and so they had to go elsewhere to get their starting job or whatever. So I think part of that is just – I think it's Georgia's depth wearing on teams in the third and fourth quarter, because Georgia still has a very young team, but they have a lot of guys in that second and third team that are getting some reps that are coming off fresh, and they're probably more talented than the starters that they're facing on the other side. They're just young and inexperienced. One thing Georgia does in their recruiting game, you got to give them credit for, is they get in that office and they say, hey, man, if you want to come, you want to make a lot of money, probably not the place to be. But if you want to come here and you want to be developed for the NFL, I'm of the belief, guys, that you become a great football player by practicing against other great football players every day. And that's that whole iron sharpens iron culture.
Yep.
So like when you get these guys that roll in and you're like, who's this number 10? This is a great example. Georgia brings in number 10 now as a pass rush specialist. He's the number one linebacker in the country last year out of tiny, tiny Ellaville, Georgia, Sly County. But he's the number one linebacker in the country. And Georgia gave him about 6-7 games, about 3 or 4 months in the program to get his feet wet before, oh, yeah, let's put this guy out there. And when everybody else is doing that, guys, they have to play that freshman right away because they paid a lot for him. They even kind of had to lose. They had to lose guys in other areas because their cap number at linebacker was so high to bring in that five-star linebacker. Georgia brings that guy in as a reserve piece, but he looks like ball get off, explosive, pass rush ability. He looks like one of the rare best pass rushers on the team. And all of a sudden these guys are looking at film and they're like, hold on, it's week five. We haven't even seen this guy yet. Georgia's bringing this kid out now.
Yeah.
And that's what Georgia can still do.
Yeah. Boy, spending time on the Waiting For It com hotline with Jeff Sintel on this Friday morning, Black Friday morning, but we headed through the bins for the big game between Georgia and Georgia Tech. All right, the way things play out today, even if Tech gets off to an early lead, are they able to find it? Thoughts about what Georgia will have to do to pull back into it and still come away with this win, headed on to the postseason?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the way Tech has kind of regressed over the last couple weeks, this is practically their Super Bowl. And we've noticed in the media tribe how, you know, Brent Key had always built this game up like this is our Super Bowl. We think about beating Georgia 365 days a year, and now it doesn't seem like that bluster is still there, or that, you know, hubris, or, you know, that, you know, the young boys like to say now, that chest, you know, say it, make that statement with all your chest, man, and like put 10 toes down on it. But like, I just feel that, you know, Tech's going to come in and they're going to be like, all right, we can spoil Georgia this, we can spoil Georgia that. You know, one thing for the history books, guys, is Georgia retired Saren Sapp's number back in the 50s because Tech had an 8-game winning streak against the Dogs. That was their highest ever in the series, and Saren Sapp had that touchdown that broke the drought. And they basically retired Sapp's number
largely
because of that.
He just made it into the State Hall of Fame last year. And I was like, what were they waiting on? He just made it into the State Sports Hall of Fame. He lives down in Augusta now. But, yeah, go ahead.
Them Georgia players retiring a whole lot of folks.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him down at the Augusta Bulldog Club this year. Man, I hope we all look that good when we're in that age.
Yeah.
We're in that pushing 80, pushing 90. But, you know, they retired that jersey because back in the day, Tech was a monster and a force Georgia had to try to beat, and they had the bragging rights in the state. Well, guys, the reason this finds importance here on Black Friday morning is Georgia has now won 7 in a row. And that, should they win today, that would be their longest streak ever against Tech in the series. It would also equal that number Tech had where they won 8 in a row back when Georgia Tech football was in its zenith. So that's something there for Georgia. You know, Tech doesn't want Georgia to grab that piece of history. These two teams, you know, you ask a lot of Georgia folks and they're like, you know, where does Tech rank among the rivals? Well, when you beat a team a lot, then that luster of being a rivalry certainly fades. But if, you know, we were having this discussion about the Georgia Tech game a generation ago, you know, back when Paul Johnson was the coach, Chan Gailey was the coach. Everybody remembers that 51-48 game where did Jasper Sanks fumble? Yes or no? In that Jim Donnan era. So like, when Tech rises up a little bit, and it looked like for the longest time, this was going to be the best chance. I mean, guys, when the season started and we all had to give our fancy pants predictions, I thought the only game Georgia might lose this year would be to Tech because it means so much to Tech. Tech doesn't really play anybody all year. Like we all thought at the beginning of the year, the best team Tech was going to face all season was Clemson. They were going to dodge Miami. Meanwhile, Georgia would have absolute wars against Auburn, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Texas, yep. Alabama.
Yeah,
I just thought Georgia would be beaten up by now, and I thought Tech would be kind of primed. But just the way Tech has played of late, it looks like this team is, you know, not getting the ball to Jamal Haynes enough when I think he's probably the best playmaker on offense outside of Haynes King. And that's what's interesting. Besides what I'm sure the TV guys are going to talk about, this might be the first football game ever where the quarterbacks on both sides raise cattle. If you guys can think of another one, let me know.
Well, I can. I don't know what you're saying. Before we let you get out of here, then give me a scenario here. We got, let's just look at the top four teams and rank, put Georgia up against them. Who stays in their position given the matchups today as far as an upset possibility? Georgia, Georgia Tech, Texas A&M versus Texas. This one is not going to be, and that'd be Indiana versus Purdue or Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there because I don't know about you guys, but we get this little entree, which is kind of an appetizer of football today, and then we get an even bigger plate of it tomorrow. Can you imagine what it's going to be like on Saturday if we're watching Michigan, Ohio State, and it's snowing on that field in Ann Arbor? And I know a lot of Ohio State folks because there's a lot of transplants in the metro Atlanta area, and they tell me since they got their natty last year, they'd rather beat Michigan this year than repeat as national champions because they haven't beat them in like 4 years.
That's right.
The hard part here is Michigan looks to be down its top two tailbacks, mm-hmm. and Ohio State has got what old school South Georgia football coaches would say, Ohio State's really got a mean on to win this one.
Yeah, they do.
What we're looking at, guys, inside our newsroom, inside our offices, when we have our weekly meetings or daily meetings about what we're going to write about, we're looking at two things, and it's not going to be good for the Georgia fans because we think Texas Tech would probably jump Georgia the way the polls have been trending right now, even if Georgia wins. Well, the other thing to think about is there's a lot of dog fans that are already planning to take two straight trips to the bins because they believe one combination here, Georgia only needs a Texas A&M loss or an Alabama loss. And Alabama goes to Jordan-Hare at night where crazy things happen.
Yeah.
Except they don't have a really good football team at Auburn this year. So one of those two things happens, Georgia gets in.
Yeah.
And then Georgia gets in, I think maybe they move up to I think they stay where they're at inside those four things. But it feels like, listen, guys, when we watch these polls come out every week, it seems like they're just throwing stuff up against the wall
mm-hmm.
with that 12. And then they're trying to back up all the decisions they're going to make later on with everybody they have through like 13 through 20. It really doesn't make any sense. But you see like what they're trying to do with Texas Tech, should they continue winning, should they win out of the Big 12, that they would jump a Georgia team that perhaps doesn't play in the SEC championship if all things should happen and A&M beats Texas and then Alabama beats Auburn. I will say, if I had to go out on a limb, I don't think A&M's really played the top crust of the SEC. I think it's been well documented.
Yep.
I think Texas can get them, and then that would make that very interesting because A&M looks vulnerable. We saw what happened to them recently against South Carolina and then earlier in the year in Arkansas. I mean, A&M somehow had the benefit of not playing a Georgia, an Alabama, the really best teams in the conference. And now they get maybe one of the top five teams in the conference today in a rivalry in Texas.
Yep. And it's back, and it's great because that rivalry is back for a number of years. We didn't see that game, Texas and Texas A&M.
We got to get him on. You can't just keep him for the Friday night show.
Why not, man?
We
saw him first.
Hey, Jeff, we're on Sundays. Hey, in the middle of January, we'll be back Saturdays and Sundays. So we need you back.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, Sam, I got to ask you this. Let me play reporter for a little bit.
Uh-oh.
What's the one football topic everybody in the state of Georgia is talking about right now
we all know,
on social media?
We all know it's
What
game
do you game. Think about what do you think about Gainesville, Langston Hughes?
Uh-oh.
I know the lawyer's going to get the game ball here.
They've already gotten the game ball because somebody brought out some money to do what's been done already. They're going to go have to bring out some more money to get this game played. They'll probably end up playing this game Tuesday or Wednesday.
So, we've got to tell Jeff this. Jeff, so if you really want to know, we've had both coach – well, we had the athletic director from
Gainesville.
From Gainesville on yesterday, and we had the head coach from Langston Hughes on, and they're both on our website. So if you get a second, you get a chance to come up for air being down there at the Benz, you can go to our website and hear it right from the horse's mouth.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But you're right, though. It is the most talked about game around here.
I mean, I think I talked to so many high school football coaches doing what I do, and they're like, man, can you imagine what the rules clinic's going to be like this fall? This winter when we go back up? And like one guy, some really good guys, they're like, man, I can't wait to go to a clinic. And go to the clinic, and the topic is, what do you do with your team when the brawl breaks out?
Yeah.
And then which lawyer do you call first on your speed dial?
You know what I said earlier today, and we got to run. But even in college level and high school, at the core, we keep scoring, we give trophies. But at the core, they're extracurricular activities with adult supervision. At the core. Okay? And the last part is what I'm talking about, adult supervision, meaning officials and assistant coaches. Both teams had a sideline full of guys with polos on, supervise your sideline. And the referee, the white cap, call a timeout and call those coaches to the middle of the field when things get bad. That's all I'm saying. And that's my place on it.
He's been preaching all
good
morning,
point.
Jeff.
You asked. That's what I got. That's what I got for you, bro. That's what I got. Jeff, thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you over at the Benz a little later on.
All right, man. Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Jeff Sintel, Dog Nation. It is Sam and Greg. We're going to wrap things up, turn them over to John Fricke, top of the hour, on this Black Friday morning.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Noel, did you know the significance of this particular song? If you can't come on here, just give me one of those and I'll understand. I'll just tell you anyway, because my partner's, he had to move his car or something. I don't know. But he's, every once in a while, he got to go down there and, make sure he, something. But Do you know what the significance of this song is, Sam and Greg? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we're in for the steakhouse on this Black Friday morning. This was the first number one song for Motown.
You're right.
That landed on Billboard. This was the first number one Billboard hit for Motown. And it didn't hit till 60. They didn't have the first number one hit till 64. You think about all them people that put out stuff before that. Yeah. Smokey wrote this song. But anyway,
it's about to take a while.
We throw this out because today, and I swear to you, I feel bad because I wasn't sure if he was still with us. But it's Berry Gordy's birthday today. And he's still with us.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
And he is 96 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
God bless him.
Yeah, man.
So, happy birthday, Berry Gordy. You know, a couple other people celebrating a birthday today. Paul Warfield, Randy Newman, John Stewart. And happy 62nd birthday to the new manager of our Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Walt Weiss.
Walt Weiss?
Walt Weiss, happy birthday. So, there you go. People tell him that we mentioned him on 92.9 The Game. As we welcome Caleb Johnson in here. Caleb, listen, we were in a little long last time, but we appreciate your patience, and good morning, and hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hope you also had a very fun and full Thanksgiving. You know, hope you had some good food.
Yeah. Where do we start with this Hawks team? And we talked to you a couple days ago, and I realize they're getting ready for Cleveland. I think one of the things that I had mentioned is I ain't scared of Cleveland right now. I'm just not scared of them. Yeah, they're a little nicked up here, but in November, late November, this is a win that you need to snatch from this team, because we know what happens once the regular season comes down to an end there, and you start trying to figure out who's going to be positioned where with the playoffs, and it's these matchups against guys in your own conference that count. And so,
yeah, I think this is an interesting time for the Hawks, just because, I mean, coming off of that Wizards game, just it's hard to play worse. I will say that it's hard to play worse than what the Hawks looked like against the Wizards, who no one expects the Wizards to be a good basketball team. Everyone is kind of anticipating them once again to be up for a top draft pick in this upcoming draft. And even when they have veteran pieces like a 40-year-old, it feels like CJ McCollum and others, you're never really concerned about a team like that. And I wonder if that was kind of the Hawks' perspective of, I mean, they've just been on the road so much through the beginning part of this season,
right,
that even when they're home, I mean, guys, like, they came home Sunday for that quick game against the Hornets, but they really didn't even get to unpack their bags, essentially, before they were back out on the road. And so it's kind of a similar position, tonight against Cleveland, where, I mean, thankfully, like, they got Thanksgiving, I guess, off to an extent to kind of recharge a bit. But this team has just spent so much time on the road, not a lot of opportunity for real practice. And then, you know, I mean, you throw in the fact of, as we've mentioned previously, like, dealing without Trae Young in the lineup. And I know a lot of people will think, well, but they've had plenty of time to play without him. Yeah, sure, but you never completely replace an offensive piece like that. And so when you have a game where you're not shooting particularly well, and then the opposing team is just shooting lights out, I think that's an area where you get a bit concerned. So when you then flip the script and you've got a team like Cleveland, it's weird because Cleveland has kind of changed their identity a bit from where they've been literally even just a year ago. I mean, right now, I believe the Cavs are in the, like, bottom third of the league in three-point shooting percentage. So they're just not hitting shots at the same pace that they have in the past. They're still shooting them at the same clip. They're just not actually falling this time around. And so it's caused them to be not necessarily a bad team at all, as I mean, they're still above the Hawks right now in the standings, just not quite as dominant as they were a year ago, where they kind of ran the table as a top seed in the East.
Spend your time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this guy, Caleb Johnson. And he is social. You can always find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. The thing I'm watching for this team is the development of the second unit, Caleb. And maybe we really get to evaluate that once Trae Young is back. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. Thoughts about that second unit really gelling? We've seen some guys show that they can play those roles. But thoughts about what that could do when Trae returns?
Yeah, I think, Sam, it's kind of hard to judge the second unit because I will say the thing that has been tough to watch at times this season, which is who is included in that second unit and do those guys play well together? Because I think there have been times, obviously, where where this team has had to rest Kristaps Porzingis. And so when you have Onyeka Okongwu, which means, okay, Ason Newell's got to step into a role that is still fairly new for him. I think, Luke Kennard having his kind of injuries back and forth, and I don't think he's been nearly as productive as, Hawks fans probably would have liked to have seen from him, given the fact that, hey, you've been essentially the best three-point shooter in the NBA the last couple of years. And we thought this was just going to be a plug and play to bring to this offense. And it hasn't really shown up that way. But you have had a guy like V. Kreshi, who has just been absolutely electric from three and has really kind of picked up that role from Luke Kennard and has carried it far more so far through this early part of the season. And then, the development of Mo Gay could not be more crucial to this Hawks team right now and what he's brought from the defensive side of the floor where he can just absolutely, shut down opposing bigs and just clog up the lane and make it so difficult that unless you are, a Wizards team or whoever it is, but just, that being the most recent team who came in and just shot the ball so lights out that it didn't seem to matter what you were doing, as far as trying to stop the paint and those sorts of things that, Mo has been just so crucial to this team. It's so beneficial that it has helped them in massive ways. It's just sometimes it's a little bit head scratching or confusing that you don't exactly know what Quinn Snyder is trying to do, especially late in games. And kind of funny that Quinn is not a guy who likes to be questioned about lineups, and he doesn't handle those things particularly well because he'll kind of lean into the, if you're going to question my late game lineups, then why don't you question my early second quarter lineups and those sorts of things. And I think, from a fan perspective, you start to see the because the late game is, when you saw maybe you could close out a team or maybe you could go on a run and it didn't happen or all of those sorts of things. And so I will say it's interesting that we have definitely reached a point, and I see it across social media for the fan base, where instead of talking about the future and what potentially could be coming, you're starting to see fans break down those nitpicky things along the way because the expectations are there right now, even without Trae Young, for this to be a competing team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but when Trae gets back here, all things being equal, how do you feel about these guys going up against the competition in the East?
I feel as good as I did preseason, quite honestly, just because it's not going to be automatic for Trae to just, walk back in this lineup and everything perfectly gels and they go on some major run. It's on how long Trae has been out and when he's able to return, which I expect to be somewhere along the beginning of December, going to be just like through the offseason and the preseason once again. These guys have all had roles they've had to step into that they will have to somewhat of a backseat. It might not be as major as it once was before. Because, I don't know if you guys think, this team leads the league in assists right now, even though, Trae Young would normally handle a lot of those responsibilities, and rightfully so, because he's the best passer in the NBA. But now, guys are going to have to get used to having the ball hands a little bit less and still making something of that offensively. And so, I don't think it's going to be necessarily perfect, but there is some opportunity for them to still stay competitive and right where, you know, they're right where I thought they would be, which is about that, hey, we're a playoff team. We're not at the top of the East, still competitive. And you want to see that competition still show up as you face a team like tonight and in the Cavs and kind of, you know, move forward through what isn't necessarily a super difficult point, but you'll definitely get challenged with some Eastern Conference teams coming up, like the Sixers and the Pistons and the like.
Man, we can't thank you enough, Caleb. I mean, you get on here, he just goes from soup to nuts as far
great
as his team. And so we're not done with you, buddy. We're going to be reaching back to you. But for the weekend times that you come on with us and in these times when we're filling in Monday through Friday, we thank you for getting up and joining us.
Absolutely, man. You guys, I'm always happy to join you anytime.
There you go. That is Caleb Johnson talking all things Hawks. We are going to wrap this show up here. I want to thank the Morning Shift guys and Allie and Steak and Sandra for letting us come and play in their sandbox for a couple days. We'll be back on our show on Sunday. But we got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. Going to get you set for a full day of sports action up next. And, of course, Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets. That is a 3:30 kick. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As we get some college games that have implications as far as the playoff goes, that is one in particular. And, you know, strange things happen in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's when they play it at night, not during the day. But you talk about strange things happening at Auburn. Some unusual things happen in the Egg Bowl.
You've been to Starksville before?
I have not been to Starksville.
Okay.
I've not been there. But just some different things. Players do certain things on the field. And
okay.
You know, it just impacts the game. It's one of those contests.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about another one here. And not so much about the game. Air Force has taken on Colorado State. Your thoughts on Jim Mora leaving UConn and ended up out there in
well, he's not coaching yet.
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, but just overall, he's going out to Colorado State.
Going out to Colorado State and be a part of that program out there. But, you know, and that's like a big rivalry game in that state. Also, of course, you got Colorado sitting out there. But Air Force and Colorado State is going to go on out that way. Air Force Academy, like we mentioned, the military academy schools earlier Army and Navy. They really all have really upped their game as far as football goes. So don't be surprised if we don't see an Air Force win today.
You know, that was, I don't know if it's still true, but that was a trivia question once. The five schools that are not technically universities in Division I.
Mm-hmm. And one of them's right down the street.
Right. Georgia Tech, Boston College, and then the three academies. I don't know if that's changed since then, but that was used to win me some money. What are the chances of a 2-9? Are they 2-9? Let me get this straight. 2-9. Purdue beating Indiana. Now they're gonna be at home, Purdue.
That means they'll have the big bass drum for the band. That's about all. That's about all that's happening with
maybe
that
some band. Drew Brees pictures.
That's about all like that. That's all that's happening with those guys, man.
All right. So there's no upset coming there. You have been talking about Texas A&M for a minute.
Yep.
And that people are kind of glossing over this one. We had Jeff Centell over a little Jeff Centell on with us a little while ago talking about this matchup, and I didn't really hear a definitive answer from him as far as who he thought was going to win. We got number 16 Texas and how they've been playing on the way up, if you want to listen to some. But Texas A&M sitting there at number, what are they, number 3 right now?
Yep.
Of the top 4.
And that's where everybody thought Texas would be.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, they're not.
But do you think they take Texas A&M today? You, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah.
I do. I actually do.
I think they're very capable of doing it. I don't know if they will. I mean, they're playing in Austin, which should help them out as well, not having to go to College Station. But we'll see what happens. You know, this game just came back last year. Mm-hmm. This game was down. Remember, Texas A&M joined the Southeastern Conference. And so this game's halted in 2011.
Really?
Texas A&M had not played since 2011 when they played last year. You know, that's what this landscape of college football can do.
So wait a
right?
minute, did Johnny Football ever play against Texas?
I don't think so.
Wow. Okay.
You know what
but
I mean?
But then again, you told me, and this is one of the things I remember from first working with you. How many times did Herschel play Alabama?
Never.
That's what I'm saying. And yet you say that he sent Bear Bryant into retirement.
No. Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. Okay, sorry about that.
Different Heisman Trophy. A different number 34.
Okay.
Well. You know, a different number 34. But you know, here's the deal. You got both the last year, Texas came into this game ranked number 3, A&M ranked 20. This time, Texas is 16 and A&M is 3. So, I mean, it's huge. I'm glad to see this rivalry back. And this, you know, you talked about the shift in landscape of college football and how some of these rivalries stay. We're able to keep the Red River game in, but Oklahoma now be in the conference right. with Texas. We're able to maintain some of those. So,
well, let's go back to the one I just alluded to and got the information wrong, but it's still about the game, Auburn and Alabama.
Yep.
And Nick Saban says that joint is haunted.
Well, he would know. He has some bad
something
bounces.
About,
and some
yeah, stuff about that place.
Got out. Him.
Have you been there before? You covered those games there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there several times. Been there several times. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, Auburn is in such disarray right now, having fired their coach. But, you know, still dangerous. And it would make their entire season, believe me, it would make their entire season to pull off a surprise tomorrow and take down Alabama. And, you know, they're in this window. Auburn's in this window where they got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always said once Saban stopped coaching, it was their chance. And right now, the clock is ticking. And, you know, they're going to let, you know, new coach get comfortable up there in Tuscaloosa, and they won't be able to get back in. So maybe today, if they can pull it all together, make something happen, pull off an upset, we will see.
And the game at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
USC, UCLA.
Boy, you know, everything used to stop to watch this game.
I know, right?
Everything used to stop. And we got, you know, people talking more about UCLA leaving the Rose Bowl than really about this game, you know, out in California. So it used to be such a big event. And, you know, always a Heisman Trophy candidate or something in it. It's not that anymore. And you expect, you know, Southern Cal to go out and handle their business. I remember I was out in California and just stumbled up on that game. I was out. I was traveling with Georgia State basketball. They were out there for like a holiday tournament they were playing. And so at Cal Riverside. And so we were out there for that. And I turned on the TV before we go to the basketball game and says, yeah, Southern Cal's playing UCLA. you know, it used to be something it was appointment viewing.
Right.
You had
right.
to see. And it's just become something so different.
Florida State. Talk about a rivalry that has gone
yep.
the other direction.
Yep. And, you know, one coach got the dreaded, you know, vote of confidence, Norvell, while, as you know, Florida's trying to be in the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes. it does something for Florida if they're able to go and pull off an upset too, which is not past them. They could beat Florida State this game.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So again, getting back to the matchups this weekend, your focus is more on the college side or on these pro games coming up.
College, because of where we are at the season, these games are big. We still got a lot of pro football to go. Although we're watching the Falcons to see if we can put together two wins back to back.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the main thing we're watching for with them.
If you can't get in front of a TV, we got that Falcons Jets game for you. Pregame 11 o'clock. Of course, the Wait For It tailgate show starts at 9 a.m. after us. Pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And by the way, Hawks are playing on Sunday, too.
Yep.
So you're wondering, well, if you guys got the Falcons game, where am I going to be able to listen to the Hawks game?
And
you do it on V103.
Okay.
And Hawks at Philadelphia, tip at 6 o'clock, and then we'll have Sunday night football, Denver at Washington, kick at 8:15. Hawks will be at Detroit on Monday night. So, again, getting you into getting into December. I got a scratch right in the middle of my back, man. I can't get it. I got all kinds of problems over here. I got squirrels in the attic. I got itches in the back. I can't reach.
That's not good.
What am I going to do here?
That's not good, man. That is not good at all.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Have you had fun today?
Great time.
This has been fun these last couple days.
It has been. And we thank him for letting us come in. We promise we didn't break anything.
No, we didn't.
We didn't break anything. We're leaving everything just the way we found it.
Everybody's giving us notes about stuff. They're helping us out there with different things. By the way, again, if you want to check out those jobs from the casting call in front of and behind the camera, you go to Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/castingcall. And let's do a little mention for this Thursday, obviously, Thanksgiving. Next Thursday will be the return, if I'm not mistaken, of The Intersection. Am I right?
You are correct. Thursday night football.
See, I didn't forget about our producer, Noel, along with Jason Longshore, who, by the way, will be sitting in for Mr. Crenshaw a couple times. We approach the holidays because you will have other duties, and so Jason's has offered himself up there. But Thursday night, Noel, Jason Longshore, after Thursday night football, correct? Right here, see?
All right. Want to give a shout-out to Greg Street. Greg Street's involved with the first annual Turkey Bowl coming up tomorrow. This is youth football. You got Aces, 6 and under, 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, taking place out on Columbia Drive at Exchange Recreation Park. And that's happening tomorrow. So shout-out to Greg. Hey, he's all over the place.
Please,
man.
Really.
But he's doing something. Got the kids out there playing ball tomorrow.
We ought to clone that dude.
Amen.
We really ought to. We ain't been cloning animals. We ought to clone Greg. And by the way, let me clean up. We were throughout the show, we've been talking about soundtracks. The soundtrack I was thinking of was Detroit Rock City. See, Tracy went and hit me with Big Chill. No, that wasn't it. No, that was the one where Kevin Costner was in the movie, but you only saw his wrist. But the Detroit Rock City was a bunch of dudes trying to go to see Kiss in 1978. That was a soundtrack, if you like. That's the one that Cohen should have.
Oh, Dave?
Dave Cohen should have that soundtrack.
I'm sure he does.
All right.
Oh, man. Anything Kiss. Come on now.
All right. Once again, if you cannot get in front of a TV, we got Bears in Philadelphia right here. Pregame at 2:30, kick at 3, and Hawks at Cleveland tonight. Pregame at 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30 for everybody. Thank you for putting up with me and Sam, well, at least putting up with me. And thank the Steakhouse and the Morning Shift for letting us come in here. Mike Conte for trusting us with the Morning Shift here, the morning shows here on our station. And listen, we'll be back on Sunday. You folks have a safe and enjoyable rest of your holiday weekend. Noel, thank you for everything.
Yeah.
And the best part about this is we get to turn this show over to the cheeriest dude, the most holiday-filled person in the country.
Absolutely.
Mr. John Fricke is up next. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your day. Well, hey, there's Garrett. Talk to you later. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.